This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Acts chapter 5, Leroy tells why the real hero in God's courtroom is not the lawyer or the judge, but the witness. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Remember the old Perry Mason TV show starring Raymond Burr? Or perhaps you read the Perry Mason mystery books long before they ever hit the TV screen. If you do remember, who was your favorite character? Perhaps it was Perry himself, the man who always seemed to know the answers. Or maybe it was his secretary, Della Street. Was it the judge or Mr. Berger, the prosecuting attorney? As I recall from watching the show many years ago, the heroes of these stories were usually the private detectives, the policemen, the judges, and the lawyers, but rarely the witness. But stop and think a moment, because for us as Christians, just the opposite is true. The Bible says that you and I are not called to be spiritual judges or lawyers, but witnesses. The apostles of Jesus understood this very well, and we see it clearly in Acts chapter 5, verse 25. Then someone came and said, "Look, the men you put in jail are standing in the temple courts teaching the people." Then the Jewish authorities complained that the apostles had filled Jerusalem with their teaching, and they were right, but they couldn't stop them. Even after being imprisoned, beaten, and threatened, Acts 5:42 says, "Day after day, in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Christ." What qualifies a person to be a good witness for Christ? First, the witness must be familiar with the subject under consideration. The apostles had not been off in Egypt or Spain during the public ministry of Jesus. They had been with him and were eyewitnesses of his life, his death, and his resurrection. They were courageous in telling what they had seen and heard, and their lives clearly backed up what they said. Because of their actions and their reputations for courage and integrity, their words were taken seriously. Acts 4:13 sums it up. "When they," that is the Jewish authorities, "saw the courage of Peter and John and realized they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus." Christian, how do you stack up as a witness for Christ? Are you spending time with him each day? Are you willing to speak courageously to others of what you know of him? Do the things you do each day back up the things you say? Why not share with a friend today something that you know personally about Jesus Christ? Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the key to obeying God wholeheartedly, even when no one is looking. On Daily Discipleship.